I'm Dodd Morris for Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. What follows the release of 21 Chibok schoolgirls by Boko Haram are a lot more questions. Most of the girls are still missing or in captivity. Emily Fuentes of Open Doors USA says what they do know is that faith in God is what has kept many of these girls and their families going. But how will the unimaginable horrors these girls have experienced impact them long term?
Untreated, a traumatic situation like this can cause a lot of harm down the road. And so that's why Open Doors is such an advocate and provides resources for trauma counseling after horrific incidences like this or church attacks or other violent attacks.
Will you pray for the girls who've been rescued, for those who are still in bondage, and for the families who are waiting? And as the director of mobilization for Frontiers USA, Chris Lang helps bring people together who have a heart for reaching Muslims with the gospel. And while many Americans are reluctant to reach out to their Muslim neighbors, opportunity is growing.
God is doing something unique in the world today, and he's calling us to move outside of our protective comfort zones and to serve those who've never heard.
According to Frontiers, there are 1 billion unreached Muslims and over 1,000 Muslim people groups who are without any Christian witness. It may be that you don't feel called specifically to minister to Muslims, but how about your neighbor?
The thing that I would like to encourage people to do is simply walk across the street and meet a Muslim neighbor. Just reach out on a personal level.
Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. This month, Bibles for the World is offering the free book called The Dime That Lasted Forever by Rachunda Padidi. Sometimes we need the tales of the impossible to be reminded of the adventures that build our faith. Get the details and sign up at missionnews.org. For Ruth Kramer, I'm Dodd Morris.